What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 431. In this episode, I'll discuss when octreotide can be discontinued in patients with variceal bleeding. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode431. When given to patients with variceal bleeding, octreotide helps achieve hemostasis and prevent rebleeding. While it's a relatively inexpensive intervention at between $50 and $100 per day, octreotide does carry a high incidence of side effects, especially cardiovascular effects. As with any medication, it's desirable to limit use to the minimum duration necessary. According to available evidence, the duration of treatment with octreotide and variceal bleeding should be 5 days. The two major studies that are used to support the benefits of octreotide used a 5-day duration. The first, the European Acute Bleeding Esophageal Variceal Episodes, or ABOVE trial, at the end of 5 days, found that active bleeding from esophageal varices was less frequent in the octreotide group. And then in the second study, published in New England Journal of Medicine, 1995, after 5 days of therapy, the proportion of patients who had survived without rebleeding was higher in the octreotide group. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my training video on treatment of patients with acute upper GI bleeding from a pharmacist's point of view. It covers variceal and non-variceal bleeding, how care changes before and after endoscopy, and when to consider resuming anticoagulation. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.